So you're ready to write your loved one who's incarcerated. And it's really important that you remember that you're bringing them a piece of home, a piece of love, acknowledgement, acceptance, and bringing them the freedom and the peace that's on the outside world. And maybe it's not so peaceful. Maybe there's actually challenges that you're going to have to share there. And just centering yourself so that you're able to write them in a way that is going to lift not only you, but also lift them. So remembering that you're really bringing them a piece of heart here. So bring yourself into your heart center. Go deep into your heart center and remembering this is where infinite love exists. So going deep into the center of the heart. And maintaining that, feel the strength of your physical body and the strength of the earth, the chair that you're sitting in, if your body's not feeling so strong. And just feel the solid foundation that is all around you in the physical. If you can touch that earth, it's solid. And just feel that support that is currently supporting you to share this loving piece of home, of heart, of connection, of communication, and allowing yourself to fully acknowledge all the feelings that are there and accept the both the beauty and the challenge, not only for yourself, but for your loved one, as you open up and begin to share from that heart center, knowing that you're bringing them that peace of heart, that peace of home. Loving yourself, appreciating yourself for taking this time to communicate with them, letting them know that you still care and that you're both going to get through this. We're going to get through to the other side, no matter what that looks like. And that love is what's going to carry us through as you share that acknowledgement. And if frustration is there, if challenges are there, that's okay too. We're going to be with whatever it is, and we're going to hold that space of love, acceptance, allowing it to pour out through that email, on that paper, whatever's right for you. And knowing that this is a really beautiful acknowledgement for yourself that you would care, that you would take this time, that you would write these notes. And this could be the opportunity for the relationship that you never had prior to this situation and experience that you're in. And this can actually build your relationship with this loved one in a way that wasn't available prior to this incident. And opening those possibilities, both for yourself and for them, and just staying centered in that love. And the grounded foundation that we are going to get through this. And may this audio support you through this process. If you need to come back, every sentence that you write, that's okay too. Thank you, and lots of love to you.